Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Father Kevin Anderson from the St. Edward's Catholic Church in Princeton.
Let us pray. God of goodness, we give you thanks again. We of sturdy Minnesota stock endured another winter blast in the midst of this April season. We ask you, God, that you warm our hearts. We ask that you continue to plant your goodness within us and all the people of Minnesota. We pray for the men and women gathered here today. We pray that they continue to listen, to discuss, and be open to each other. May your goodness shine upon all of us, God, as we are people of growth, people of truth. And we thank you, God, you who are our hope. Amen.
Thank you. Very nice. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogameller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Spark, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Uyghur. Quorum is present.
My quorum is present. The first order of business will be messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 886, Bill for an Act relating to capital improvements, authorizing spending to acquire and better public land and buildings and other improvements of capital nature, etc. The House respectfully requests a conference committee of five be appointed thereon. Representatives Osmond, Murphy M., Carlson, Pawlowski, and Tingelstad have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 886 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Albany Mathew, as Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File number 886 and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the Langseth motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. We're setting up
the next
three conference committees. I don't, Senator Murphy. Okay, we'll go. We'll skip Senator Murphy's motion at this time, and we'll go on to Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 966, a bill for an act relating to labor, allowing the Commissioner of Labor and Industry to issue orders of compliance, etc. The House respectfully requests a conference committee of three be appointed thereon. Representatives Howes, Dabney, and Fritz have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 966, herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Albany Mathew, as Chief Clerk of the
Senator
House.
Senator Anderson, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 966 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the Anderson motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business this morning will be reports of committee. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are three printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. The eighth order of business is motions and resolutions. There are two authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Scheid. Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to make that motion for Senator Scheid? You're going to withdraw from the Committee on Transportation and re-refer it to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection?
I would make
Protection.
That motion for Senator Scheid.
Okay. On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Now we're the next order of business is the calendar for the day. Staying on motions and resolutions. Do I announce? Okay, we're on the calendar. The first bill on the calendar for the day is Senate file number 493. Senator Moise.
493, a bill for an act relating to public nuisances, providing that certain criminal gang behavior is a public nuisance, authorizing injunctive relief and other remedies.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Be at 63 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Okay, let me announce to the Senate members here. There are six more bills on the calendar, and they're going to go, I believe, in rapid order. And if you're not here, we're not going to wait. So the next bill on the calendar is Senate File 1236, Senator Michelle's bill.
Third reading.
Senate File 1236, a bill for an act relating to state employees making technical and housekeeping changes.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar will be Senate File 1048, Senator Lorie's bill, third reading.
Senate File 1048, a bill for an act relating to state government changing the State Indian Affairs Council.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar be Senate File 837, Senator Koch's bill, third reading.
Senate File 837, a bill for an act relating to local government, Hennepin and Wright counties, authorizing Hennepin County Board and the Wright County Board to initiate a process for the change of county boundaries by resolution.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. We had 61 ayes, 62 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar is Senate File 753, Senator Rummel's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 753, a bill for an act relating to elections, permitting appointment of election judges not affiliated with a major political party.
Did they put the new thing in? Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 57 ayes and 6 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Now the next bill on the calendar be Senate File 1696, Senator Clark's bill. The secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 1696, a bill for an act relating to energy, specifying criteria for affordability programs for low-income residential customers.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The last bill on the calendar, number 7, Senate File 1335, Senator Olsen's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Is that all we're doing?
Senate File 1335, a bill for an act relating to utilities, modifying conditions for disconnecting and reconnecting utility service.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 1 nay, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to revert to messages from the House and yield
to
Senator Murphy.
Senator,
oh,
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 946, a bill for an act relating to transportation finance, appropriating money for transportation, Metropolitan Council, and public safety activities, etc. The House respectfully requests a conference committee of five be appointed thereon. Representatives Leiter, Hornstein, Hortman, Morrow, and Earhart have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 946, as it was transmitted to the Senate, with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee, signed Albany Matthew as Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the Senate accede to the request of the House Conference Committee on House File 946 and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Committees and part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On Senator Murphy's motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller, do you wish to...
President, revert to committee reports.
Still under motions, committee reports.
Senator Wieger from the Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate File 2064, a bill for an act relating to education, establishing a task force to review special education funding, reports the same back with the recommendation the bill be amended when so amended the bill to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Again, Mr. Wieger from the Committee on Education, which was referred Senate File 1642, a bill for an act relating to education, establishing a six-year pilot program, etc. Report the same back with the recommendation the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Wieger for the Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate File 1439, a bill for an act relating to education, appropriating money for character development. Reports the same back with the recommendation the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Wieger from the Committee on Education, which was referred Senate File 2011, a bill for an act relating to education, directing the Education Commissioner to report summary data, etc. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended and when so amended the bill do pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations, which was referred Senate File 2103, a bill for an act relating to environment, modifying provisions for regulating genetically engineered organisms. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended when so amended the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government, which was referred Senate File 1196, a bill for an act relating to manufactured homes, requiring relocation, compensation, etc. Reports the same back with the recommendation the bill be re-referred to the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security without recommendation.
Any action or anything? What do we do? He has
to move to a
Senator Pogermiller, you wish
to... Mr. President, I move the committee reports just read by the Secretary be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
I'd like to move a brief recess for the purposes of appointing a conference committee.
Okay. That will be a brief recess. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess. Senate will be in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there a privilege report at the desk?
There's a privilege report at the desk.
Senator Pogermiller from the committee, from the subcommittee on conference committees, recommends the following senators be and hereby appointed as a conference committee on House File number 966, Senators Anderson, Erickson, Ropes, and Coring. Senator Pogermiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved. Yes.
Discussion on that. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Sir, another.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Let's go to. I'd move that we do introductions and first readings of Senate bills.
Okay. Remaining under motions, we'll take up introductions and first reading of the Senate bills. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. And they're all printed on today's agenda. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate to now resolve itself into Committee of the Whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The committee shall be in order.
Mr. President,
Senator Pogemiller.
Would like to designate number 11 on general orders, Senate File 1363, Senator Carlson. Number 17, Senate File 1098, Senator Scoy. Number 31, Senator Wergen. And number 6, Senator Rest, Senate File 1017.
Okay, the first bill to be considered on the general orders calendar will be number 11, Senate File 1363, Senator Carlson. Senator Carlson.
Mr. Chair, when this committee do arise, I move that Senate File 1363 be recommended to pass. Okay.
To pass. Senator Carlson, on the bill.
Senate File 1363 amends current energy law as it pertains to utility undercharges. Members, if there's a mistake on a utility bill not caused by the customer, where the customer was not charged the correct amount, the utility will send a makeup bill for the difference. Currently, a customer gets an amount of time equal to the period he or she was undercharged to pay that back bill. So, for example, if there was an error lasting 6 months, the customer would get 6 months to pay it off. The change in this bill would make time, it would allow time for a low-income customer just a little bit more time to make this back payment. Legal Aid has identified several cases where the makeup bill was too high for the customer to pay off in the allotted time. All the utilities agree that stretching out the time to pay is good for the customer and good for the company. Second thing this bill does is require a timely investigation when a customer flags a problem with their billing. Customers often don't know whether they're paying too much or too little, but they know something's wrong. They call the company. But if the company doesn't send someone out, then there's a delay. If there's an undercharge, the meter keeps ticking and the amount owed keeps mounting. This is a non-controversial bill that has the support of all the investor-owned municipal and cooperative utilities, and there's an agreement between Legal Aid and all utilities. I ask for your support for the bill. I will stand for questions.
Discussion on Senate File 1363, seeing none, the question occurs on the Carlson motion that Senate File 1363 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on the calendar, on general orders, will be number 17, Senate File 1098, Senator Scoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when the committee do arise, Senate File number 1098 be recommended to pass.
Senator Scoy, on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate File 1098 is a bill that would allow Beltrami County to have their recorder position be appointed as opposed to elected. We have precedents of allowing other counties to do this. We do ask them to come to the legislature for approval, and this is the bill that I'm carrying today.
Any further discussion on Senate File 1098, seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Scoy that Senate File 1098 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on general orders be number printed on page 7, number 31, Senate File 1396, Senator Wergen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that this bill, that this committee, when it do arise, at Senate File 1396 be recommended to pass.
Senator Wergen on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, you've heard me talk about county park dedication fees in the past. This is sort of like same song, second verse. It clarifies at what point in the process the fair market value is established. And in this particular case, it has been agreed to by all entities that the fair market value is established on the value of the unplatted land that will be accessed by sewer and water in the future and will be built on. It has been agreed to by all of the parties. Thank you, members.
Any further discussion on Senate File 1396? Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Wergen that Senate File 1396 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We have one more bill to discuss. General Orders be number 6. Senator Rest. Senator Rest, Senate File 1017.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 1017 be recommended to pass.
Senator Rest on the bill.
Mr. Chairman and members, this bill increases the expense limit for Charter Commission members in second, third, and fourth class cities from $1,500 to $5,000 a year. The limit has not been raised since 1961.
Any further discussion on Senate File 1017? Seeing none, the question occurs on the rest motion that Senate File 1017 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Still on motions. Senator Betzel.
Send us an order.
Okay, Senate will be in order.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the committee of the whole as kept by the Secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We're still on motions and resolutions. We've got revert to reports of committees.
Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was referred Senate File 2161, a bill for an act relating to real property providing for plats of land. Report the same back with a recommendation the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
On Senator Betzel.
I move the adoption of the committee report for by the Secretary.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Cohn. Senator Cohn. Senator, you're going to read.
On 846, Mr. President. Okay,
that's
Mr. President,
correct,
I move
Senator
that
Cohn.
Senate File 846 be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Cohn.
Mr. President, this is the deficiency bill we discussed the other day, and I'd move at this point that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 846, and a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty, do you have a motion to make?
Mr. President, I move that 1253 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Family Security.
Okay, you've talked to the respective chairs and...
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. On the Marty motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Another motion to be read at the desk.
Senator Metzen moves that his name be stricken as chief author and the name of Senator Rest be added as chief author to Senate File 1966.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. The motion prevails.
I don't know who made
Senator Prentner Solon.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 962 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Is Senator Clark, we want to, what we're trying to do is have a brief recess to name a conference committee, but I don't know, I think we can wait till... Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, I move a brief recess for the appointment of the Conference Committee.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator.
Mr. President, come back to order.
Okay, Senator Betzel.
The Senate's back in order.
Senate is... is in order.
Is there a privilege report at the desk, Mr.
President? There is a privilege report at the desk. Apparently, you You already talked about this one. Okay, I wasn't sure of that.
Senator Pogermiller from the Subcommittee on Committees recommends the following senators be and hereby appointed as a Conference Committee on Senate File Number 846, Senators Cohen, Clark, and Fredrickson. Senator Pogermiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. All right, that completes the work at the desk. Now we're under on to announcements of Senate interest. Before that, without objection, Senator Berglund will be excused from today's session all day, Senator Ortman all day, Vanderveer from 11 to 11:20, Senator Anderson at 11:30 on, and Senator Lynch from 11:20 to 11:25. Any other announcements? Senator Betzel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The DFL will be caucusing in room 112 at noon. If there are no other announcements, Mr. President, I'll yield to Senator Rest.
Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I just want to make sure that the members of my committee know that we are having a special meeting this evening, 6 p.m., room 123.
Senator Murphy, then Senator Pappas. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Transportation Committee will meet exactly at 12:30. We're doing the policy bill. Please be there at 2:30. A lot of people have commitments at 3 o'clock. Let's be there at 12:30, okay?
Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, I don't see Senator Scheid here, but I know at 12:30 in Commerce, the liquor bill is being heard, omnibus bill, and then at 1 o'clock, the Senate Higher Education Committee will be meeting.
Senator Moy.
Mr. President and members of the Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today, go on into the night until we're done with the agenda. We will start at 8 in the morning. We have the room reserved for Saturday, so we don't get done tomorrow. We will meet on Saturday.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I made a mistake about the room that the State and Local Government Committee will be meeting in this evening. It is room 15, which is not our usual room, but room 15. Thank you.
Okay. Any further announcements? Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, there are no further announcements. I move that the Senate adjourn until Friday, April 13, 2007, at 11 a.m.
On the Betzel motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.